Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So time now for the watch list, our definitive guide to what to watch for the week ahead. And I'm joined today by entertainment journalist and broadcaster Serena Bellissimo and Dave O'Callaghan, presenter of the Here and Back Again podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
So you've both seen Superman. Reviews are mixed. Dave, just quickly, is this worth people actually going to the cinema on a sunny day to see?
Yeah, because assuming there's aircon in the cinema, I would definitely recommend it. I really enjoyed it. Listen, the best way to say it is, if you enjoyed the Richard Donner, Christopher Reeves vibe of a Superman, like more of a family thing, forget the dark Snyderverse.
Okay, it's vanilla.
It's completely, it did the job. I was very happy with life. I came out smiling. It's not going to change your life, but I'm in. I'm invested in the world. Give it to me. But loads of people, like people in this room, have other opinions.
Yeah. And did you want to give the mixed review quickly?
I didn't dislike it. My problem with it was the... No, the cast is great. I love the cast. I wish we had more of the main cast. There's too many other characters. I went to Superman to watch Superman save the world.
So they're setting up a lot of stuff, are they, for 10 more? Okay, yeah, grand, right. Dave, Friendship.
Oh my God. Okay.
A dark comedy starring Paul Rudd. This sounds very promising.
This is a beautiful thing. Sinners is probably my favourite movie of the year so far. This now is a very close second.
Really?
Coming out on Friday, and it's this guy, Tim Robinson, plays this guy, Craig, who's an awkward kind of marketing executive who, there's a new neighbour moves in who's this kind of weatherman who hasn't achieved everything in his life. And basically, this guy just wants to be his friend. So it's all about male friendship, but it is cringe. It's one of those you're like, it's awkward, it's dark, it's beautiful, it's, I cannot explain how good it is. It is funny, but it is funny as in you're like, oh no, don't go there. And
right,
it's just, I cannot recommend this movie enough. It's out on Friday.
Friendship,
wonderful.
Okay, Serena, tell me about The Old Guard 2 on Netflix. And in your comments, let's assume that people may not have seen The Old Guard 1.
Okay, and let's just start off with saying it's okay if you've never watched this. It's not as great as Friendship. If you haven't seen Old Guard number 1, Charlize Theron plays Andy. She's an immortal. They basically, all they have to do is go and save humanity, right? They're on missions to protect the world from an evil force that they come against. In this case, there's an evil force is played by Uma Thurman, and they need to keep her at bay so they can protect humanity and also protect the fact that these people are immortal. Some of them are starting to lose their powers to be immortal, right?
Okay.
Yeah, your face says
harmless, but good cast and stuff.
Do you know what? I thought the first one was really good. The fact that there is Charlize Theron in this, and this time Uma Thurman is joining her, so is Henry Golding. Okay. I love seeing Charlize and Uma do action, and you've got a lot of that in this. I don't think this is a great film. It ends on a cliffhanger. They're expecting to get a third. Do we need a third? Nope.
Okay, so Old Guard. Stay away. Old Guard 2, not as good as Old Guard 1.
No.
Dave, Foundation is back on Apple TV for a third season. You recommended this when it started, right?
I
tried to watch it, and I was thinking to myself, did I watch that or not? And I went back and looked, because you know the way you can see how much of something you watched.
Yeah, one episode.
I didn't make it through one episode.
Stop.
I know what was going on.
It is. I'm 3 seasons in. I still have not a clue what's going on. But I love it. Like, the best way to describe it is Dune with maths. Like, it's just you're talking galactic empires, 300 years of plot timeline jumps. The main thing for fans of the show, the four of us, is that it's Apple TV sci-fi, so it's highbrow, looks beautiful, but the Mule rocks up this season. Who's the Mule? He's the big bad villain from all the books, and he is absolutely, so this is what you'd call the action season. However, in between every piece of action, there's 10 minutes of pontificating. And what's the thing called? Psychohistory, which is the destiny of the human race expressed in numbers. That's the basis of
Foundation on Apple TV. We put that down as the kind of thing that Dave likes. Serena, Too Much, Lena Dunham's new show on Netflix.
I couldn't get enough of this.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be your cup of tea, Brendan. Did you like Girls?
I've watched one episode of this and I'm not sure. It seems like sober Richard Curtis from 20 years ago.
It's more than that. There's a bit of that going on because it's written by an American who is romanticising London. Basically, if you've watched Hacks, you'll have fallen in love with Megan Saltzman.
I love her. I love her.
Isn't she amazing?
Yeah, but she's not served well in this.
I think you've got to give it more than one episode. It did take me about three episodes.
Okay,
basically,
okay.
She's come over from New York. She's had heartbreak. She's got a new job in London. She finds love. Will it last? Won't it last? But it's more than that. It's about finding yourself. She is not too much. Figuring out that you're okay being who you are. An amazing cast. Andrew Scott makes a cameo. There's Stephen Fry, Rita Wilson, Rhea Perlman, Richard E. Grant, Jessica Alba, Jennifer Saunders, Naomi Watts. Like, it is literally
okay, so
stars.
Stick with it, yeah?
It's so good. Ten
okay.
episodes.
All
really
right.
Worth
okay,
it.
Too much on Netflix now. Dave, tell us about Ballard on Prime Video. This is a spin-off of Bosch, yeah?
Yes.
Some people do love Bosch.
Well, absolutely. And if you like the novels of Michael Connelly, so it's one of his characters. It's set in the narrative universe where Bosch exists. And so Rene Bannard is a LAPD cop detective who is basically demoted to this cold case unit, which is kind of filled with reserves and volunteers. And she's
it sounds like a lot of other shows.
Yeah, so we don't know.
A lot of people
yeah,
getting demoted to
this
cold case
this is absolutely
units.
Basic, you know, Prime Video cop kind of thing. But Maggie Q plays Ballard and she is fantastic. And it's just already like, so suddenly, yes, there's a serial killer. They're figuring it all out and she's buried and you don't know why she's there. So it's a slow reveal. Listen, this is, as I said, this is basic stuff, but people love basic stuff. I love basic stuff and I'm okay. Four episodes in and I'm all in. I don't know what's going on. And not as bad as Foundation, but I am enjoying
okay.
the kind of
Ballard on Prime Video. Serena, Team Players on Disney Plus. So you're pitching this as a Brazilian version of Ted Lasso meets The Morning Show is your one sentence
yeah,
pitch.
Yeah, so basically I love anything that's to do with sports shows and anything to do with broadcasting. This combines both of them. There's a soccer player who cannot play soccer anymore. He turns up to a TV station where there is a reporter who is in this male-dominated field trying to make a name for herself. They hate each other, but of course they're put together and they have to present this sports show. It sounds really simple, but it is so much fun. It's got subtitles, which some people find annoying, but I am actually finding I'm really enjoying because it is the only way to stop me looking at my phone or being distracted
while
watching a show.
Yeah.
8 episodes long, 35 to 50 minutes. Loved. By the end of
highly
it, I was chomping at the bits for more.
Great. Okay. Team Players on Disney Plus. Dave, Quarterback Season 2 is back on Netflix. Would you need to be a fan of American football for this?
Absolutely. Like, if you're not going to the Crow Park in September to see the game, don't be watching this because it's not like Drive to Survive where they kind of sucked people in. But it is, if you like the sport, it's fantastic. And the great thing is they've got the quarterbacks, the top players from each of the big three or two of the biggest teams, and it's all about their season, and it's fascinating to watch and to see their lives behind it. They've all the swagger because they're quarterbacks. So if you're into NFL, this is a no-brainer. If you're not into NFL, you probably go, this is the worst game.
Really,
this is not as good as rugby. You'll always get the good
okay,
players.
Okay, yeah, because you watch your kind of basketball-y things that are good without knowing.
Yeah, no, this is pure. But if you're like kind of sports docuseries, you might enjoy it.
Serena, you want to alert people to the fact that We Live in Time, the weepy starring Florence Pugh, is now on Netflix.
Yeah, this is my film of 2025. The reason why I want to let people know is this came out on New Year's Day, and I think a lot of people miss this at the cinema. It is now on Netflix. It is the most beautiful film you will watch. It is heartbreaking. It stars Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. It tracks their relationship over a decade. I'm not going to say what happens because I went into this not knowing anything, and that was the best way for me to go into this. I will say, have your tissues. I sobbed, uncontrollably, but I also left feeling uplifted and hopeful. It is everything about this is sublime, and it's
so
under 2 hours.
In private now because it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
We Live in Time. Dave, tell us about this documentary, The Mortician, on Sky Now TV.
Oh, this
quickly.
Is not uplifting in any way. This is basically a family run funeral home, and their son David Sconce, he kind of starts branching out their cremation section of the funeral home, and he basically looks at the money coming in. So he basically decides, why burn one body when you can put as many bodies in and then just, you know, put them in the trash can and then put them in the urns and all this. So he starts doing all this really weird stuff. And
this is either brilliant or
it is
awful.
It's HBO. It's brilliantly awful. Like, you're watching it and you're, again, but they do that amazing thing with HBO where at the end of each episode, something else crazy happens. So it's three episodes. It's on Now TV. It is, again, it's amazing. It's
excellent. Okay. Thank you very much, Serena Bellissimo and Dave O'Callaghan. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.